Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gas line carrying liquid nitrogen ruptured at a poultry processing plant in Georgia on Thursday morning, killing 6 people and injuring 11 others. It happened Thursday morning at Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Witnesses say there was no explosion and appears that nitrogen merely overtook oxygen levels. A Navy warship docked in San Diego is contending with a COVID-19 outbreak. Officials confirmed that some members aboard the USS Chaffee, which arrived in San Diego from Hawaii last weekend, have tested positive for the virus. 41 of the ship's 350 crew members are in quarantine with either a positive diagnosis or possible exposure. None have been hospitalized. In-person classes in Chicago for pre-kindergarten and special education students were canceled again on Thursday as labor disputes between teachers and school officials over the district's COVID-19 safety plan remains unresolved. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Birth rates in America are dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We have some sad news to report. Cicely Tyson has died.
First of all, I have to tell you, I absolutely never expected to have President Obama hang a medal on my neck. All things are possible. Only believe.
Cicely on Steve Harvey's TV show talking about receiving the Medal of Freedom honor from President Obama. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When in Chicago, you might want to think twice about asking what time it is. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Last year, Microsoft acquired Bethesda in one of the biggest video game takeovers ever. The Xbox developer purchased Bethesda's parent company, ZeniMax, for a total of $7.5 billion. In doing so, it granted itself exclusive ownership over popular gaming titles, such as Fallout and Skyrim, and whatever Bethesda creates in the future. It was the kind of move many Xbox fans hoped Microsoft would make, as the console suffered from not having as many popular exclusive games as the PlayStation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day and part of your weekend for those that are hearing us delayed over this wonderful weekend here in our country. We've got Dr. Jerry Newcomb going to be joining us in just a moment, and we're going to talk about this nefarious war on American history. If you notice, one of the first things that President Joe Biden did was to eliminate the 1776 Commission. Now, Dr. Carol Swain was with us last week and, you know, was disappointed with that elimination because this was key. But it also was quite telling, Jerry, that the president, one of the first executive orders he would do would be to eliminate the 1776 Commission, which was brought into play by President Trump because of the narratives that were flying around about our country's history. What say you?
Well, I agree with you, and I agree with Dr. Carol Swain. And I think the sad thing is that a lot of American students will not be introduced to the truth about America's history. There's a reason, Bill. There's a reason that to this very day, many people from other countries will risk their lives to try and come here to America in order to try and experience what you and I often take for granted, and millions of our fellow Americans. There's a reason. And ultimately, what America boils down to is this. America isn't just a geographical place. It's an idea. And the idea is self-government under God. And here in America, you know, we have these God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as Thomas Jefferson put it in the Declaration of Independence. And what's happened is that a lot of the Marxist historical revisionists have essentially tried to separate us as Americans from our history and rewrite everything. And they've used primarily, you know, the original sin of America, which is slavery. And it's true that slavery was there almost from the beginning of the American experience. But the point about it, slavery, is that slavery is despite the promise of America. In other words, it's the aberration. It's like saying, well, you know, the Christian church should be known only for one thing. What's that? The Crusades. Oh, yeah. On all of, you know, human history, all the Christian church ever did was bring us the Crusades. Really? I mean, D. James Kennedy and I wrote a book called What If Jesus Had Never Been Born many years ago, and the goal was to basically rebut that kind of historical nonsense that I just spouted to you, but right, there are a lot of people who hold those kinds of views. In reality, the church brought us hospitals and gave us education for the masses. There was education before, but it was always for the elite. It was Christianity that invented the phenomenon of the university, beginning around 1200. And Christianity gave us modern science, and I could go on and on and on. But the point is that people look at slavery, they take this example of this aberration of the promise of America, and they make it out as if that's what America was all about from the very beginning. And as Dr. Walter Williams, the late Dr. Walter Williams, a prominent African-American conservative scholar who taught economics at George Mason University, he said, look, there's been slavery from the beginning of humanity. Recorded history is all over the place. What's unique in America were all the major resources used to fight slavery. And, you know, of course, we see the example of the Civil War and how 700,000 men died in the conflict that ultimately was brought on by
And how many of those, Jerry, that died were Anglo-Saxon or non-blacks that died for their freedom?
The vast majority. I mean, there's not even a doubt about that.
I mean, certainly there were black, you know, companies of soldiers that joined in, you know, for their freedom as well.
Yeah, later, yes.
But the majority were non-blacks to do this, and that is forgotten. First of all, let me rewind for just a moment in terms of, you know, taking our liberties for granted. I just want to take just a little bit of exception to that statement, because we have been yelling and screaming from the rooftops ever since I've been behind this microphone that our liberties were at risk. You know, I joined the military, the Marine Corps, in order to defend our constitutional and rights of freedom. My father was a World War II veteran. Two of his other sons also served in the military. We don't take it for granted. We know why we served, and we have seen the threat. It used to be existential. Now it's within us, as Abraham Lincoln said, although there's some debate over not whether he said it. But, hey, regardless, it's very powerful. And that is the true demise of America would come about not existentially, in so many words, but it would come from within. Because of what you said earlier, there are some people who are very casual about liberty. They've taken it for granted so much.
I'm sorry if I've been implied that you take it for granted, or even that I do personally.
Yeah. Right.
What I mean is that a lot of the average Americans don't realize what we have.
Right. And that's my point. That's what
I
was.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Exactly. Exactly. And that was my point of context, is bringing it back to exactly to that, is that there has been this increasing number of Americans who do not realize. I mean, as President Reagan said, it's not in our bloodstream. It is like a handoff, like a relay race. You put that baton in the hand of the next generation. And sadly, a number of the next generation are just letting that baton of freedom fall to the ground because they have been propagandized by, whether it's universities, the established media, and that, because there is as Barack Obama pronounced, as you'll recall, in talking about the fundamental transformation of America, that was key. That was language to say that there was a change coming, and nobody asked change to men. But we, you know, with a little bit of a dive, and you don't even have to go deep dive into Barack Obama's history and what he was raised on. But now you see, and along with Joe Biden, his fellow acolyte, and other Democrat socialists coming out of the shadows now very proudly, the transformation is the exchange from liberty to oppression. From a free country to a communist, socialist, Marxist country. That is the exchange. Their God, which is the God of ideology and the God of big tech, is in exchange for God Almighty. You see, all this is in exchange of, you know, for the truth to a lie, for something that never in history, Jerry, never in history has there been a nation that has followed the prescription that the Democrats are thrusting upon we the people have been successful. You can only look back and say America's been the greatest country in the history of the planet, and you tell me what socialist government has you could ever say that of.
I hear the music. Am I allowed? hour to answer.
Yeah, no, yeah,
we're still after the break.
we got about 35 seconds. I mean,
I'll just say this. There's not one square inch on the planet that anybody can point to and say, oh, look, on this place, did Marxism do any good for the people there? But we can look at all kinds of places where Marxism just brought in unbelievable horror. 1996, yes. Harvard University, or maybe it was 1999, produces a gigantic book called The Black Book of Communism. And all it is just a listing of all these deaths in the 20th century alone that the communists
millions.
Brought us. It's nothing
millions.
But death and destruction.
Amazing. More from Dr. Jerry Newcomb after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Anybody looking for revival? Lift up your voice and everybody.
tell you, before revival comes, there has to be repentance. And Dr. Jerry Newcomb, I'm sure, would agree with me with that. That's the prescription. And, you know, when I say, look, at if you want revival, it starts with you. Go be a revival of one. Start with first, you know, coming to God and repenting. And we're all faced with this decision. If we're going to have what I've been referring to, Jerry, as a Nineveh moment, as you recall, the nation of Nineveh was corrupt, and they heard the word of the prophet, and the people responded, including the leaders, mind you. They all went into burlap sackcloth and confessing their sins. I mean, down to the animals, that's how serious they took it. And God seriously heard their repentance, and held back a judgment for 100 years, as you'll recall, is the story. But, you know, that has been part of my expectation. And I see bonfires, but I would say bonfires of repentance and revival happening in the nation. I think it's a matter of time before they all come together. Because, you know, as Charles Finney would say, a revival happens when it's most needed. And if we've ever, you know, when you look at the cultural condition of America today, not including the world, but just America. I mean, we are we're a mess. We're in chaos right now, and chaos is all the result of letting go of God. Now, I wanted to get back to what we touched on very briefly in this first segment. I want you to comment on this, and that has to do with Barack Obama's infamous fundamental transformation of America. What was your impression when he said that?
Well, I think I was kind of taken aback by it, but later on I heard one commentator had made the idea that it's sort of like saying, Barack Obama saying, I love America. Or, you know, imagine if he was going to get married to somebody and he says,
yes,
I love you, honey, and that's why I need you to change. And change, you know, you need a fundamental transformation. Wait a minute. If you love the person, why do you need a fundamental transformation? I mean, we can all use improvement. Okay,
yes.
The largest room in the world is the room for improvement, if you will.
Right. Yes.
But fundamental transformation means that from the beginning it was bad. And so, you know, we touched on this 1619 project, which is a heinous thing that reputable historians have said, even very liberal ones, have said, this is totally incorrect. Mm. The 1619 Project of the New York Times, which was released about a year ago, and is now even in some schools.
Over 3,000 schools.
Wow. And it postulates that America is all about the issue of slavery. America's real beginning began when the 20 or so slaves from Africa were brought over into Jamestown. And that's America's real beginning, that the war for independence was fought by slave owners so that they could retain their slaves. That's just so errant, full of errant nonsense. Mm-hmm. I mean, just let me give an example. This is not widely known, but it should be widely known. In 1774, many members of the House of Burgesses, that is the Virginia legislature, including George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who, yes, they did own slaves, and there were some others. I mean, maybe George Mason was in that group. Mm-hmm. And they adopted something called the Fairfax Resolves. The Fairfax Resolves, 1774, and it was a commitment that no longer would any slaves be allowed to be brought in to Virginia. That they would basically be abolishing the slave trade to Virginia as one of the key steps towards abolishing the whole terrible, peculiar institution. And it was squashed, that is, the Fairfax Resolve, were squashed by King George III because he retained the power at that time. This was before we had independence, and it was before William Wilberforce's successful 50-year crusade against slavery in the whole British Empire. And so for people to say, well, the founding fathers were all about, you know, just defending and promoting slavery, it's like, this is so full of baloney. I mean, these people need to read true American history. And I'll tell you where you could find true American history. I have a set of encyclopedias that I bought that were produced in the 1970s by the company, Encyclopedia Britannica, and it's called The Annals of America. I first learned about them from my good friend Bill Federer, who told me all about them. There's about 20 different volumes, and volumes 1, 2, and 3 deal with the early eras in America, the settling era, and then the founding era. So starting even before 1607, which was the first British North American permanent colony, the one in Jamestown, through, you know, until it was finished publication in 1976 or 77 or whenever it was that this Encyclopedia Britannica produced that series, The Annals of America. But the bottom line is, here are the original documents as the founders themselves wrote them up, or before them as the settlers of America wrote them up. And you see God and the Christian faith playing a key role, but you see that there was a battle over slavery, and people, a lot of people did not like slavery, but the founders made an agreement that, look, we need the southern states to join on in the Constitution. And so they created the Constitution, and they did it in a way knowing that one day this evil and other evils could be removed. Mm-hmm. And so the Constitution could be amended. There could be change. The Constitution was not like the Word of God, which, you know, the Lord gave to us. And it needs no amendment because it's divine. It's divinely inspired. But, you know, the Constitution was produced by men. They were godly men for the most part and very wise men, but they weren't, they certainly weren't deists. By the way, divine. In fact, I learned something from Dr. Donald Lutz. He once said, why do you people, and you know, why do people capitalize, like, founding fathers, capital F, capital F. Ever since he said that in 1995 when I interviewed him for D. James Kennedy Ministries, back then called Coral Ridge Ministries, I thought he is absolutely right. And I've changed that in all the writings that I've done because he's right. The founding fathers, they weren't divine, but they were wise. And a lot of them did fight against slavery. And most importantly, the death knell of slavery came through Christian influence, and the founders themselves set up the framework whereby injustices like that could one day be corrected.
Well, and the thing is, Jerry, after all this is laid out, and the plan was there in which, like you said, I mean, you had God-fearing men, and they knew the Word of God. They had a problem with this. I got to imagine that dealing with slavery was rather tormenting on their part. And the only thing, I mean, here it is. You've got this great American experiment coming about, and this is a linchpin. And how do you get to the other side of this where there was no compromise? You were going to lose the southern states if you didn't allow for this. And being men, they decided to compromise instead of, you know, holding to God's truth and trusting in God. And it cost us. It cost us dearly. And here we are, those that were affected still want us to pay. And then meanwhile, you get this false narrative of the 1619 Project, you know, from Nicole Hannah Jones, who was awarded. She was awarded a Pulitzer Prize for this, right?
Here's the deal. She has said that racism is in America's DNA. If something's in your DNA, it can't be corrected.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, okay, so essentially what the Marxist prescription, including the 1619 Project, is, the Marxist subscription or prescription for America is we are hopelessly racist from the very founding, so therefore tear the whole thing down. As one of those people in the Capitol,
Jerry,
we're going to burn this blank down.
Right. You said something very powerful right now. You said it's fundamentally in our DNA we're racist, which means all Americans, black, white, purple, we're all racist. That's the indictment.
We've got to
leave it there.
We're
all out of time.
Hey,
sorry,
Bubsy. You hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat. He was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gas line carrying liquid nitrogen ruptured at a poultry processing plant in Georgia on Thursday morning, killing six people and injuring 11 others. It happened Thursday morning at Foundation Food Group Plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Witnesses say there was no explosion and appears that nitrogen merely overtook oxygen levels. A Navy warship docked in San Diego is contending with the COVID-19 outbreak. Officials confirmed that some members aboard the USS Chaffee, which arrived in San Diego from Hawaii last weekend, have tested positive for the virus. 41 of the ship's 350 crew members are in quarantine with either a positive diagnosis or possible exposure. None have been hospitalized. In-person classes in Chicago for pre-kindergarten and special education students were canceled again on Thursday as labor disputes between teachers and school officials over the district's COVID-19 safety plan remains unresolved. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I love that he said we. One word of the most important document of our country. It starts out with we the people. It really puts the responsibility where it belongs, and that would be on you and me. Thank you for joining in. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Dr. Robert Jeffers with us, preeminent pastor. We're going to be talking about his new book, A Place Called Heaven. But before we do, Pastor, first let me welcome you to the show. Good to have you back with us, as always.
Great to be back with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Pastor, I know that you were very close to Donald Trump, and many of us continue to pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding to be about this president as he continues, even as a citizen, to be, persecuted by those on the left. And I'm sure you've been in touch with him and continue to pray for him as well. Just real quick, your thoughts about his presidency and how grateful, many of us are for what he did for freedom's sake in 4 years.
Well, he called me a couple of weeks ago. We had a great discussion, and I'm telling you, Bill, he's the most resilient human being I know. He was in great spirits, and we talked about the last 4 years, and I said, Mr. President, you have been the most pro-life, pro-religious president in history, and we owe you a debt we could never repay. And I believe that, Bill. I mean, somebody asked me recently, a reporter, do you regret now supporting the president? I said, I have no regrets whatsoever. We supported this man because of his pro-faith policies, and I think as we see the leftist agenda of Joe Biden put into action, we're going to appreciate even more what President Trump did in appointing 200 federal judges, 3 Supreme Court justices to serve as a backstop against this radical agenda of the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah, the what the left was able to do in, you know, bifurcating, you know, the body politic of our country is just absolutely disgusting. I wrote a piece last week, and I think you'd appreciate this because it was drawn from Genesis, and the statement was, "Who told you to hate Donald Trump?" You know, and you think about the cabal that came against this president for all the good that he was representing. You know, our Lord God Almighty choosing life over death. You know, securing the livelihoods of many Americans, getting them off the welfare line, giving them a job. You know, the misery index had just absolutely fallen as a result of his leadership, canceling all these burdening regulations, making us energy independent, which we hadn't experienced since Truman, you know, on and on. But in spite of all those great things that Barack Obama or any, you know, even Bill Clinton would have loved to have had a tenth of the success of this president, the media and everybody else told us, no, we had to hate Orange Man bad, and get him out of there no matter what. And now you've got buyer's remorse. You got voter's remorse saying, hey, I didn't vote for this. What did you think? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, Joe Biden's been around for 50 years. You didn't think he was going to do that?
And what you've seen happen in the last 10 days, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yes.
All of the executive orders that are just promoting ungodliness. I had I'll be on Lou Dobbs tonight talking about Biden overturning the Mexico City policy yesterday. And this is the hypocrisy. Everybody talks about, oh, what a religious man Biden is. And I said in my op-ed yesterday, you can't be in the church on Sunday saying Jesus loves the little children of the world and in the Oval Office on Thursday signing a death warrant for millions of children around the globe by overturning this Mexico City policy. It is rank hypocrisy. It's rank liberalism. But the good news, Bill, and this is for your listeners, is even though the occupant of the Oval Office has changed, the occupant of the throne of heaven has not changed.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is still in control.
Exactly. And this is the thing, you know, for Catholics around the world who see the second Catholic in the Oval Office in our country's history, I can tell you, being raised Catholic, Pastor Jeffers, that there is nothing ever in my reading and training that would authorize the abortion of babies, the selling of baby parts, the comfort care offering of a child who is post-abortive and survives an abortion. This is how absurd this has become. And as you say, it is rank hypocrisy that needs to be called out. I don't care if you're a Catholic, a Protestant, you know, a devout Muslim, whatever. Just go right on down the line. Death is not the choice. You know, if you're going to choose death, then you're aligning yourself with the evil forces that we're already dealing with that God made clear ever since, you know, that fateful day in paradise.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think this is why it's so important that we not give up. We need to push back. But at the same time, Bill, and this is why I wrote this book, A Place Called Heaven Devotional, this is a great time to remind us that this world is not our ultimate home, that God has something much better planned for us. And that's what I want Christians to focus on who may feel a little depressed right now.
Exactly.
God is in control. He's got a wonderful future for you. And that's why Colossians 3 says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth.
Well, I love the devotional. It is such a blessing, and it's perfect. I mean, in its timing, to remind us that we're sojourners, that this is temporary, that there is an eternal future for all of us. And it's not about being so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good, but it's also to kind of, you know, reset the thermostat of our lives, so to speak, and also our compass, to realize where are we going to end up? Are we going to end up in heaven or hell?
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's a great phrase you used about people. And you hear this trite expression, oh, they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Bill, I've never met anybody like that before. You know, C.S. Lewis said, the problem is not that we think too much of heaven, but that we think too little of it. And he said, history has shown that the Christians who are most effective in this world are those Christians who think most about the next world. And that's the whole thing. When we think about heaven, we think about the length of eternity, it makes us want to use the brief years we even more effectively. And in this book, what I've done is with 100 devotionals, they take about 4 minutes to read each day, challenging people for the next 100 days to fix your hope on the hope of heaven.
Exactly. Well, in on day 11, you ask a ponderous question. You said, have you ever thought of heaven as a real place?
Yeah, a lot of people think that heaven is just a state of mind, but Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And that word place, topos, is a geographical location. Heaven is a real place. Jesus left this earth a real place to ascend into, not a state of mind, but into an actual place, and he's coming back to take us into himself.
Now, another question you pose is, why do you think Satan tries to deceive people with the myth that heaven is going to be boring?
Yeah, I think, the secret fear most Christians have about heaven is it's going to be one unending church service 24/7. Well, the fact is, we are going to worship God, and it'll be worship like we've never experienced before, but worship isn't the only thing we do. We're going to work in heaven. God created us to work. I mean, Bill, you very well could be having an eternal celestial talk show in heaven.
As long as I have you as a guest, hallelujah.
Well, and we can talk forever without commercial breaks. I mean, it'll be great.
Exactly.
But why do we think these gifts we have are just for this life only? God has made us eternal beings, and we're going to have real responsibilities in heaven.
Well, and as you say, God told us in the garden to be fruitful and multiply, to be productive. And that's when we're happiest, is when we are productive. So can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven when we are at our most productive?
That's exactly right. No restrictions. We'll enjoy work as God intended us to.
Well, Pastor, again, you're such a blessing to everyone in putting things in perspective, especially during these trying times. I know some people are coming out of what we experienced and their heads are reeling a little bit. But thank you for resetting our compasses and our focus to realize that all this is temporary, leading to the eternal, which will be forever. Amen, right?
Amen.
Okay, thank you so much. A Place Called Heaven, a devotional, 100 Days of Living in the Hope of Eternity. I'm in the middle of it right now. I tell you, you are going to be blessed. Get your hands on it. The book is available all the usual places and linked on our website at thebillmartinezshow.com.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Robin Chambers is joining us from Focus on the Family. She's in charge of their Option Ultrasound program, which we've talked about many times. Incredible and absolutely life-changing and life-saving what Robin and Focus and others have been involved in. And today she's talking to us from Washington, D.C., as they're getting ready in a little over an hour. The virtual National March for Life will be taking place. Robin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a joy.
Well, God bless you and everyone on the team that is still holding this together in the era of COVID. You know, we're having a virtual March for Life that will take place at 12 noon Eastern time there. And is this going to be at the D.C. Mall, or exactly where is this going to be at?
Well, because it's virtual, everything is online. A lot of the speakers that would have been on main stage for the rally were able to record what they would have said, and that will be aired. So you'll still hear all the wonderful speakers. Of course, Jeannie Mancini and our very own Jim Daly, Tim Tebow, Lila Rose, Benjamin Watson, and many, many others. And then your listeners will also get a treat to hear Matthew West. He was supposed to be the special guest, music guest this year, but they'll be able to hear that live, like I said, live streamed at noon at the March for Life website. And there's still time to register and be a part of that virtually. And so I am here with some other pro-life leaders for a time of prayer for our nation and for those lives of those mamas and those babies.
Amen. Because here we are, we see what's happening right away in the early days of this new administration. You know, there are clear choices between life and death and executive orders that are determinative more towards death than life. And this is a heartbreak. I mean, to the degree, Robin, that people are starting to have, you know, some voters' remorse. And I question it. You know, I go, well, why? What did you think was going to happen? They said, well, he's a Catholic. Or somebody said, and I don't mean this, you know, I've said this, and I almost feel sorry at the same time, because people say, well, you know, President Joe Biden's a practicing Catholic. And I say, well, he needs more practice. Because it is shameful and disgusting for fellow Catholics around the world that see a president signing executive orders to extend abortion now, you know, internationally. It's directed as a Mexico, as a as a bill for Mexico to allow abortions in Mexico, but it doesn't stop there. It goes internationally, doesn't it?
That's right. And now more than ever is the time for, you know, Christ followers to stand up and be bold. But we need to be bold in truth and in love and really standing in the gap for those young women. And, you know, one of the greatest things we can do is to pray. Who's our hope then? Our hope is in Christ. And we believe in a God of miracles. And so that has been my prayer. For several days, is that something would happen drastic in this administration and that they would see the sanctity of every human life and really have a desire to start protecting that life.
Exactly. Well, God is in the heart-changing business, as we know. Mm-hmm. He changed our hearts, continues to change our hearts. Our prayer is that he would change the heart of this president. The president, as you say, would be would come into a collision course of the truth. The truth that, you know, of course, modern day technology is undeniable in what you've proven with what you do with Option Ultrasound Program. And how many lives and hearts have you changed with the reality of the truth that this isn't what when Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973, you know, some unnecessary flesh. It's like a bit of cancer. You just cancel it, take it out. It's no big whoop. But all these years later, you have the realization of, you know, would-be mothers who say, no, not at all. I mean, if it was so inconsequential, why is my heart breaking in realizing that I lost a child, that there's a child whose life, who could have blessed our family, who could have been around our dinner table and celebrate grand moments, we could have walked her down the aisle. She's no more, and she's not to be found. And, you know, hearts are breaking with that reality. And sometimes, Robin, you know, the prospect of going through this can be so painful for some that just want to live in denial. But the fact of the matter is they're the ones that are being woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning with this pain in their heart and their spirits, knowing that something's not right. And we would just encourage them to reconcile and act on that and go to God, as you say, because God is the healer. You know, Jesus is the healer of all matters of our lives. And he can be the difference. And you can once again sleep through the night knowing that that your child is with the Lord. And I believe that, their aborted child is with the Lord, living in eternity. And God is there to heal and forgive. And I would say, what have you got to lose, right?
Bill, I love what you said. You know, God is there. You know, he's as close as the air we breathe. And reaching out to a God of hope and healing, that's where our redemption story comes in. And I truly believe that his heart is breaking along with that young woman who's had that past decision, or a young man who, had that past abortion decision. And he's ready and willing and able to start that journey of hope and healing with that person.
And you just touched on something, and I often bring this up as well, and that's my sensitivity and compassion for men. Because more and more men are waking up to the reality of what they participated in. Mm-hmm. And I've often said that I anticipate a male version of the cry for Rachel. And I will say to the men that when that happens, when men, you know, fall on their faces and realize, my gosh, my child is no more. In fact, we were just talking with, one of our guests about the new movie that's coming out, Roe v. Wade, that Dr. Alveda King, Nick Loeb, produced and directed. And Nick, I interviewed him a couple of years ago at NRB. And I was relating the story that, Robin, you know, when I'm talking with women who have experienced abortion, this is the thing that Joe Biden doesn't understand, and those on the left that just, you know, want to talk about reproductive rights, they can't associate with this deep pain that women have that tell you with tears down their face that say, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. Well, if it's so inconsequential, why are they carrying the burden of that child's life with them? And even knowing what their birthday, remembering what their birthday would have been, you know, the whole situation, it's heartbreaking. Well, I'm interviewing Nick at NRB, as I said, and we're talking about this very thing. And I'm not really you know, I was looking at my screen, and I happened to look, and when I looked up, you know, as I'm relating the story, I see tears going down Nick's face. And he goes, Bill, he goes, my son would have been 23.
Mm.
I mean, it was everything I could do, you know, to go across the desk and just, and you just hug him, you know, and you know, his vulnerability and honesty about doing this and trusting that, you know, that our God, our loving Father, is big enough to handle our mistakes and to redeem us and, you know, to bring us back to him and not be, you know, tossed around like some cork in the ocean of a evil world that takes us here and there all over. That's not God's intent and plan or purpose. Never has been for us.
That's right. And I love the response. We said, I wanted to get up and give him a hug. That's the type of response that every Christ follower should have when you hear a young woman or a young man, or even, you know what, I've gotten letters from women who, you know, I had my abortion, you know, 40 years ago, and they're still carrying that grief.
40 years.
And that should be, you know, that should be our response is, yes. I just want to support you. How can I love on you and not have that judgment or the condemnation? That's how we lead people to Christ. That's how they come to know him as personal Lord and Savior. And that's where the redemption comes in. And I love that that was your heart and that was your response. And that's how we should all respond when we have those God moments, you know, when God puts someone in our path.
Well, Robin, what's freaking out the left right now and the abortionists and those that are pushing this narrative right now is that you've got real life experiences, and the pushback on abortion is based on women primarily who realize they bought into a lie. Guys are starting to realize this as well, but particularly women, because it's their body. I mean, you talk about reproductive health. I mean, we're not even talking about how much destruction has been done to women. How many women have died, you know, during the abortion processes that were supposed to be what, you know, rare and few and that, not at all. I mean, this is a money making business. People do that which they get rewarded for. Planned Parenthood has been rewarded beyond measure, if you want to put it that way. I mean, they've even gone to the point where they're selling baby parts. David DeLeiden catches them on video. David DeLeiden goes to jail. They're the ones breaking the law. What's up with this? I mean, this is an upside-down world in which we live in. But if people of faith are not going to right-side the world and follow the truth with passion and compassion, you know, where do we end up? The trajectory that we're on right now, Robin, is very dangerous.
Agreed. And now more than ever is a time for prayer.
And the prayer is so that we can reconcile ourselves to God, that we can see things the way God sees things, that we can align with God's purposes. And if we do that, then I believe that our country can be revived. And I say our world, if that is God's intent. Otherwise, we continue to... you know, we continue to head to that final chapter of Revelations, and we know how that turns out. But I don't believe that God wants us to get there by ourselves. He wants us leading a parade, right?
Yeah, let's take as many as we can with
Amen.
Us, right?
Amen. I'm right with you. Well, thank you so much for all the great work you're doing. National March for Life taking place today, 12 noon Eastern Time. And check it out, and we'll see you there. Thank you, Robin. Take care.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.